you probably noticed this, but 99% of the population is behaving as if we're not facing a food shortage or an energy shortage or a collapse of domestic rail capabilities or a collapse of the supply chain for things like diesel engine oil. Most of the population is proceeding as if things are going to get back to normal. Most of the population is functioning with a very, very short-term window, looking ahead for only maybe a paycheck. The more advanced people, maybe a year, maybe to the next election. But beyond that, typical, not just Americans, but Canadians and Europeans and so on, they're not looking ahead at anything. They don't live with any kind of real planning. They just live in a kind of a pinball reaction to the crisis of the moment. And you see that in government policy. You look at how the Biden regime is responding to Russia and the situation in Ukraine and so on. It's just leaping from one crisis to another rather than having any kind of coherent plan for how to accomplish anything over the long haul. Western civilization has become a civilization of incompetent short-term thinkers. And short-term thinkers do not do well when complex systems collapse, because of course they're left without the utility of those systems, you know, without energy and transportation and the food supply and consumer goods and spare parts and so on. And so when you look around and you drive around and you walk around a store and see people, understand that most of those people, by far, again, 99% roughly, have no idea what's coming. They're not even aware of what's happening now, and they have no plans for how to deal with it. Now, why is that important? Because they are the ones who will freak out as these shortages become very real. Because this is no longer in the realm of just theory. In many places across America, there are already diesel fuel shortages. There are already food shortages, food shelves empty in some stores, and of course likely to increase. And even when it's available, food inflation is, of course, off the charts and fuel inflation. But everybody's experiencing a loss of spare parts. Can't get the parts they need. Long wait times. Often can't get labor that you need. People aren't working. And people have little incentive to work these days with all the stimulus money. So even as we're seeing the obvious signs of a breakdown of society as we know it, you still have the oblivious masses that just can't see the reality. They don't think that far ahead. Now, here's the kicker. Because it's very popular to be oblivious, it's socially acceptable, you know, to be uninformed. When someone comes along who is well-informed like you, someone who actually is considering the future, someone who's looking at trends and seeing the dynamics of what's happening in all these areas of supply chain, logistics, transportation, energy, food, you know, fertilizer shortages, global economics and all that. The masses look at that person, like you or I, as someone who is crazy. Like, you're crazy. Why are you talking about all these problems? We can still go to the grocery store, they tell themselves. We can still buy a loaf of bread. What are you talking about? Why are you worried about things? See, it's socially acceptable to be oblivious, but it's socially dangerous to be informed. And this characteristic is something that's been shared across societies throughout history where collapse was imminent. Anybody who sounded the alarm, any whistleblower, anybody who had levels of concern was dismissed as a freak or as, you know, an outlier. And then even for a lot of people who start to become aware of something, maybe they eventually notice, like, wow, the supply chain is breaking down. They often decide not to talk about that publicly because they don't want to suffer the social punitive consequences of being informed. See, being informed is a very dangerous thing. And being informed makes you socially isolated from the oblivious masses. The oblivious masses who will mostly be dead, by the way. So, you know, don't think that they're going to win in the long run. If you want to join their group, you're just going to end up dead like them because they're not prepared for anything. So stick with what you know. Stick with your preparedness. Stick with being alert and aware and all of that, and it will serve you well. And do not allow yourself to be swept into the wave of ignorance and obliviousness that is practiced by the masses, because they will suffer. They will lose what they own. They will be psychologically traumatized, and many of them will end up dead or homeless or on the streets or starving or what have you. And you can't force them to open their eyes, because it's too costly in their equation, kind of their social ecosystem. It's worth more for them to keep their friends than to be aware of reality and perhaps risk losing their current social status. And finally, note that as things go horribly bad, you know, real food shortages, starvation, energy problems, supply chain just totally breaking down, or World War III happening, America gets nuked or something, all the ports are shut down, the debt system collapses, whatever the case may be, when those things happen, the oblivious, unprepared masses, they must find a scapegoat to blame. That is a necessary psychological phenomenon so that they don't blame themselves for not being informed and not being aware. They have to tell a story to themselves, a story of surprise. Oh, no one could have seen this coming. You'll hear those kinds of words. Or, oh, this was an outlier. This was a black swan event. That's why we weren't prepared. This is the story they will tell themselves. But of course, they could have been prepared. They could have been informed. They chose not to. Whereas you have chosen to be informed and you've chosen to be prepared. So you're going to have a very different experience compared to the oblivious masses. Your experience is going to be a lot more positive and successful. You're going to do well, and they are going to do well to not die, right? So keep all this in mind, folks. Stay on track with your preparedness, and you can make it through this. It's going to be tough. It's going to be a lot of loss, a lot of collapse, and so on, but we can make it through. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for listening. Check out all my free ebooks. They're on naturalnews.com. Just look at the top bar. You'll see all the free audiobooks. Well, ebooks and audiobooks. And in addition, check out more of my podcasts and videos at brighteon.com. Take care.